Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Eric Whitney. Good writing often tells the story about a place and how the people in a place live and come to understand the land around them. That's what Victor Charlo, a Bitterroot Salish elder, taught when he visited a fourth grade writing class at Pablo Elementary School last Thursday. Corin Cates Carney has the story of young writers being taught to find the right words to describe their home.
Victor Charlo sits in the front of the class, with the small bodies making a half circle around him. He begins by reading a poem written by his grandson.
And he calls it Advice from a Lizard by Keaton. Scale down things that bug you. Take a chance. Don't worry if you lose your tail. Take your time in life. Don't hide your feelings.
Charlo was invited to Pablo Elementary through a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. Since the fall, the fourth grade class receives weekly creative writing instruction that usually comes from Alex Alviar, a resident poet from the Missoula Writing Collaborative. But Alviar wanted students to hear how a voice from their own community tells stories.
We want to be drawing upon local poets and writers and bringing them into the classroom so the kids have exposure. And, you know, Vic Charlo is a perfect example of the kind of poet we want to have, you know, coming in to really give a perspective on poetry and writing and literature that's just so unique and so perfect for this place, this area.
Charlo's writing focuses on stories about this place and this land, and he encourages the students to write about what they know.
Generations find focus in my little boy's face when thoughts of old times and old folks creep into that need to delve deep into who we are. He is the little chief without saying. I read Worry of Moise, who states that we have too much schooling, and now we think more than we should.
Through Charlo's work, there is a line that tends toward simplicity and expressing that what students already know may be very valuable. As Charlo stands before the class, with his black hair turning white as it runs down his beard, he stirs imagination and asks students to tell their stories as clearly as they can.
What you're doing is you're honing down. You're trying to get the right word. And sometimes that's really difficult, just trying to get that right word. And you work at it and you work at it, and finally, you know, you get something that you kind of like.
And when you find something you like, that's good enough. And the name of Charlo's book of poetry he brought to class is Good Enough, which was translated into Salish by his daughter April. So the title now reads Putse, Missoula Writing Collaborative's Alex Alviar.
That's what we want. We really want people who can reflect the place in the literature and the writing, and so that the kids feel as well that they can write about their place, that their lives, the regular, ordinary stuff of their lives in Pablo, Montana, is worthy of being written about.
And that encouragement of just putting thoughts on paper without perfection is something fourth grade teacher Carolyn Pardini says removes the fear of writing from her students.
I've really seen them grow in wanting to share. Like at first they were kind of reticent about standing up and sharing their poems, and now they just, they really want to share with their friends what they've written down, what they've been able to capture on their paper.
After Charlo reads his poems, the kids pull out paper and begin writing. It's quiet, with only a few questions on spelling or meaning. And when time is up, the kids ask for more time. And when their writing is finally called to an end, the fourth graders pile their work in front of Charlo and thank him, trying to quickly share what they have written.
And then it says, I guess I should leave it alone. Not for now. But I can't stop but thinking about it. It is hard to stop thinking when you have a brain.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you, Victor. Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Before it's time to go, Charlo dips into one last poem and song.
Oh, hey, oh, hey.
With children, I try to read young, things that might engage them so that they can see it and they can feel it. That's what I'm really trying to do.
The National Endowment for the Arts grant, which brought Victor Charlo to Pueblo Elementary, ends with the school year. The Missoula Writing Collaborative is in the process of applying for other grants, with hopes of continuing programs like this in the future. In the Mission Valley, I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.